To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside. Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're back for another Once Upon a Time season commentary.
Another commentary.
Yet another commentary. We're very close, though.
We're really excited about this, by the way.
After tonight's episode, we'll have 4 episodes left in season 1 to do commentaries for. And then we'll have an episode of our podcast for every episode of the show that we do a podcast about. So it's amazing.
Yay! Now,
a little warning for you guys out there in radio land, because you are in radio land. You're listening to this on the radio, I'm assuming.
Totes.
Not on your phone or anything like
no,
that.
No, we got picked up on some FM stations.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, totally.
No, we didn't.
No.
But you will want to watch this along with the episode. We're going to give you some instructions to sync up here in a minute. Seriously, like, people say they do it. They say they enjoy it. Bobby Hawk just today for our other show was saying he was listening to the commentary while he was working.
Yeah. He tweeted us specifically to be like, ha, I do not have to watch the show. I will listen to the commentary.
He's like, I'm not listening to your good advice to not listen to the commentary unless you're watching the show. But to make it a little easier for you, if you're watching it on YouTube, we are going to put a little still story that updates every 30 seconds or so with a shot from the show, so you can kind of get a sense of where we are within the show. Unfortunately, ABC denied our request that we didn't make to broadcast the episodes as part of the commentary. So, but in order to get synced up, what we're going to do is I'm just going to do a quick, real quick, a 3 count. 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. And on go, you hit play, and we're off to the races. And as we get into the episode and everything, we'll call
out of the woods.
But we'll call up some text on screen and everything so you guys can get a sense that you're in sync and everything. And we're using the Netflix version, but you can probably use a version off iTunes, a DVD, anything but a DVR recorded version with commercials.
Otherwise, you're going to have to keep pausing us.
Yeah, and like try and get it resynced back up. And we're not going to check in on every commercial break or anything like that.
Not happening.
Okay, so as always, we're going to be drinking some magic juice for the evening. What are you drinking tonight, Emery?
This evening I'm drinking Longboard Island Lager. I figured, hey, it's summer. Let's have some island beer.
Yeah, and we didn't mention the episode we're doing tonight is episode 15, Red-Handed.
They may have figured that out by the lower third for those
for the video watchers, right? Yeah. Okay, but Red-Handed. But for me, I'm going to be drinking a red wine, a Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Called the Little Penguin, which makes sense for the later half of our evening. Because
well,
we recorded Gotham podcast.
It's a red blend. It's a red episode called Red-Handed.
Exactly.
It works.
But I think that's about all the preliminary that we need to do. So you want to go ahead and get started?
Let's do this.
Do this last commentary. Hold on. We'll use Anne-Marie cam one more time since it probably
won't
work.
Let's do this.
Cool. Because we have to leave Anne-Marie back there, unfortunately, just because of how much resources playing the video takes on the computer. But okay, we're going to go. This is the official count, okay? 3, 2, 1, go.
Once upon a time.
There was a Regina and Hansel and Gretel in red.
And marriage.
And the Charmings.
And
Regina again in gold on the street.
Emma in the blue jacket.
And
the typewriter!
I know you're a typewriter. I know your typewriter.
Don't kill me. Aw, tramp.
Mary Margaret's tramp stamp. If we had been doing episodes, that would have been
Dreamy would have been
Margaret's tramp stamp for sure.
Yep.
I'm also drinking some coffee magic juice tonight.
Yep. Got to keep it going.
Usually I have time to finish my coffee before we start the episode, but there's no prep for these, so.
ABC Studios Production?
ABC Studios Production. Yep. Charmy's drinking coffee, so. Jennifer Goodwin. Oh, yeah. This is right after she arrests him.
Clara Maria.
Josh Dallas. Shirley Temple. Just kidding.
Ha! Ian Bailey. Jared Escomore.
Jeb Bush.
Stop that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeb! Topical for this podcast that's not going to come out for several weeks. Robert Carlyle. But you just gave me a full cup of coffee.
Tea. I think it's tea because she's having tea.
Mm. Well, that's her mistake.
Yep. Yep, it was tea. See, tea bag. Mm. I don't even know what's going on.
Can I buy you some coffee? Some coffee or some tea? I think Emma was basically like, yeah, it totally looks like you did it. I think you're a good person. Get a lawyer. Yeah. You didn't miss much. Fire escape.
Oh, gosh.
That outfit.
Yep.
There was actually, wasn't there Bobby saying on the fan episode last night that there was like an extra dressed in that costume in season 4?
Well, I mean, the other waitress is dressed in it, too. Mm-hmm. It's just, for some reason, Granny's uniform.
Yeah. Aw, Granny.
Granny.
I got to meet Granny a few weeks back. Should have talked to her about this scene.
Probably should have.
Pinocchio Wolf.
Knock, knock.
Just some dude with some arrows. Oh, yeah, because there's like... They fake you out here, making you think he's the wolf.
Yeah.
The whole episode.
Yeah,
right?
Spoiler. Not so much.
Well, people... Again,
I just like to say spoiler.
If people are watching these commentaries, it's their first exposure to the episode. It's their own darn fault, and they're frankly insane. Even more insane than the people who listen without watching.
Why does he look really familiar?
Because you've watched this episode before?
It's been years. Yeah.
Aw, Red. Into the woods. Into the woods to grandmother's house. The way is
clear.
And home before dark. Because of Granny. The way is clear. The light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees. The trees are just wood. I sort of hate to ask it, but can you turn into a werewolf? I just thought you'd like to hear the news about the wolf. Mm-hmm. That's all.
They're hunting the wolf.
Into the wolf.
Turn into the wolf.
Into the wolf without the leg.
I love Granny as, well, Granny.
Mm-hmm. We barely get any of her these days.
Go home.
No, you don't.
How does she not know?
Because it's the classic, you know, I transform into a monster that acts out my subconscious desires while I'm sleeping sort of thing.
Hmm.
You know, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That business. Fortified.
Interesting. Yes, Granny.
Granny made all these modifications to her cabin in preparation for Y2K.
See? Granny looks a bit rounder there.
Well, I think it's just...
Some padding?
Yeah, some padding. Saturday night! I was about to make a Better Than Ezra reference, but the people listening to us probably don't even know Ezra, let alone Better Than Ezra.
Liza!
Yeah, that was her...
I forgot about that.
That was her curse name.
Really?
Well, So, who was Liza?
I mean, I guess it's her... Maybe she just calls her Ruby?
Like Ruby's the nickname? Ooh. Why didn't they give Red Riding Hood red hair, too? Because then she'd always be wearing a Red Riding Hood.
But it's not a riding hood.
But it's a red cap. It would be a red cap on her head at all times. It would say, this character is Red Riding Hood.
Well, yeah, it would.
But... you saw her. Or Amy Pond. Why didn't they cast Karen Gillan as Red?
She was a little busy at the time.
I guess. Why didn't they cast Karen Gillan as that chicken?
She'd have done a great job as a chicken.
She would have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she did the whole head shave thing for Guardians of the Galaxy. Then she grows feathers for once.
For a chicken.
I was just making out with them. I shipped snow and eggs. Snag. You want to have a howling contest?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
1, 2, 3.
Ah! Okay, I'm going to try now. I'm going to scoot back from the microphone so I don't blow anything out.
I lose.
Sorry, radio listeners. How about friend?
Margaret. Margaret.
Maybe that's
Mary,
like,
Margaret.
Nice. So that's where it comes from. We forget these things because we haven't watched
in 3 years or so.
Yeah, that's one of these things that's kind of fun about these commentaries is it's usually our first time seeing these episodes since we originally watched them. Wolfson times. Hey, it's the well.
Mm-hmm. There's always a well.
Mm-hmm. Well, well, well. We meet again.
I like her cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Snows.
Doesn't Red's has a magical property, like it keeps her from transforming, yeah. Right?
Mary. Blood. Mary.
Bodies as far as the eye can see. Once upon a time is Game of Thrones now.
I know, seriously. Wait, shouldn't there be like a head on a stick? Isn't that a thing?
And why is this wolf so like just...
neat and tidy?
Mean. Like, because I mean, you'd think that the wolf would be killing them to eat, but most of their bodies are still there. Mm-hmm. So the wolf's just killing them just to kill them. By the way, the CGI on that clock tower was a little dodgy
when
they were doing that pan down.
I want that hat. Oh, hey, look, not the blue coat. So I'm happy.
Already a better episode.
Yep.
I mean, both of you.
Yeah, both.
You're both pretty shady. You're the type of people who would just, like, steal someone's baby and send it to another realm. Oh, whale.
Oh,
just working his way through the town. You know what I wonder back when the town was cursed and looping through the same day over and over again?
They lived the same.
A lot of medical treatments take more than one day to, like, enact, you know, multiple months sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, like, if someone got a serious injury, like, how did Whale keep it together to, like, keep the treatments going instead of being like, oh, you have a broken leg, let's set that thing.
Oh, you have a broken leg,
let's set that thing.
I have no idea how any of that worked. Maybe that person didn't break that leg every day.
Probably best not to think about it too much.
She's got the bump going. It's driving me nuts.
The bump?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Roomies!
Party! Somebody get the margarita machine.
Well, No, it wasn't.
Nope.
That's where you knew that guy from. He was at this meeting that we all went to. About the wolf, remember?
Widow Lucas.
Who's Lucas, Granny? George Lucas. Granny's married to George Lucas, who was an author. New theory. Ninja Snow. Sheik Snow. Zelda reference there for those who will get it.
I watched on the roof.
This is called We Pay Attention.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a
wonderful performance.
Because we don't remember this either. Nobody could scream. Nope.
Oh, Grandma, we love your stories.
Mm-hmm.
She's so sweet.
She is so sweet. Oh.
And for some reason, it turned my hair white. And that's why I've had white hair to this day.
Since I was 7. Oh.
Kill the beast. Kill the beast.
How has Ruby never seen that? Like, for realsies.
Yeah, you'd think that story would come up at, like, couple hours after Thanksgiving dinner, you know, everyone's sitting around with full bellies and everything. Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you about the time I got bit by a wolf after it killed my dad?
Interesting. Granny is intense.
Super intense. Feel like a freak on a leash.
Wow.
Peter and the wolf.
Ah.
Yep. I forget what the story of Peter and the Wolf is. I know they like hang out in the snow and there's a lot of music.
I don't remember.
Horns. We're just so enraptured in the episode.
We really are, which is strange because it's a Ruby.
What's up with those circles in the window back there?
I don't know. Ventilation?
I guess. Kill the wolf!
Wait, doesn't Ruby have two episodes?
Quick, give me my gun. I'll kill the wolf.
Mine.
No! Done.
Kill it in its sleep.
Kill the wolf with lasers.
With lasers.
With or without snow.
With or without snow.
I can kill with or without snow. Leaving Storybrooke. Don't do that.
You can't do it. You'll get like a flat tire just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Your head will explode.
Oh, tramp stamp.
She's just going to push the car over the line.
Oh, no, because she goes looking for Catherine.
Mm.
Oh, Mary Margaret. It's a beautiful parasol, though.
Mm-hmm. Someone needs to demoss those rocks.
Why do they need to demoss the rocks?
They're too mossy. How are you going to sell rocks with that much moss on them?
I actually saw somebody online looking for mossy rocks today.
Really?
Yes.
See? Told you.
But no, they wanted the moss on the rocks. This is way too long of a discussion.
You should call them. They're gonna know what's going on. Oh, this isn't going to look good.
Nope.
Sorry, I was just hiding my wife's body. I'm just like looking at stuff in the woods, man.
Yeah, seriously.
He didn't have the forethought to bring an umbrella.
No. It may not have been raining when he left his house.
Is there like a Storybrooke Farmer's Almanac we could reference here to find out if it was raining when he left his house?
No.
It wasn't raining when he left
his house? No, there's no almanac.
Oh, okay. I like how you look through the almanac to determine that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. He's a little loopy.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was just Regina. Like, I was up all night because of that tea that Emma gave me, and it was just too intense. Way too much caffeine in that tea. It wasn't sleepy time tea. It was wakey uppy tea. Snow drifts.
Yep.
Snow falls.
Oh, yeah, this is where she learns how to track.
Mm-hmm. Like a huge rabbit?
This must be when she first left the thing. The castle.
The castle.
The castle.
The castle. Yeah, I think this is even pre her meeting David and everything. Yeah.
It had to be if she had just left the castle. She wasn't really a bandit.
I mean,
yet.
Ruby was kind of very involved in them, like their early relationship, too. Which makes it even weirder that they never talk anymore on the show, like in current day.
Basically.
They were like besties here.
Totes. How about a roll on Once Upon a Time? Mm-hmm. Can you track that down?
How about a longer skirt? No, I'm kidding. Sorry, I was channeling Granny there. Little bitty Henry.
Seriously.
I think that's like a felony.
Probably, yeah.
Ah, Pongo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were looking for somebody to run the phones. As long as they don't screw it up, it'll be fine.
I like her makeup.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you free money.
Yes, yes, yes. And babysit Henry, because that's all you'll do.
We were actually looking for, like, a cleaning lady, you know, just based on your skill set from, you know, the restaurant and stuff. Like, that's really all you have on your resume. She's waiting on the table that is the sheriff's office.
Yes.
It's like someone gave him wakey time to sleepy time.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Ruby, come back and watch.
Do you know anything about that, Emma?
It's so pretty in the snow.
Mm-hmm. Into the snow.
Into the snow. I want one of those cloaks. Mm.
I want any cloak. It's like if you're, are you a pessimist or an optimist? Mm-hmm. Is the person half human or half wolf?
A man and a wolf.
You could call him a man wolf.
A man wolf. A wolf man?
A mulf.
A mulf.
A wan.
A wan. Mulf. A ship mulf.
Where is the wolf?
Where is the king? Okay, I'm done now.
Snow, she was about to tell you what's actually going on with this whole wolf thing.
Yep. Wolf's Jeez. Time.
The wolf lives in this cottage. It looks that's just like your cottage. It's Granny. Wasn't Granny wolfy, too? She's wolfy from landing in the wolf's blood with the wolf. And that's how Red gets it. It's genetic, right?
Probably.
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Pretty soon he'll be a dead male. We're throwing a hunting party. Woo! You bring the keg, I'll bring the shotgun.
I just want the keg.
The keg doubles as a shotgun. One side has a tap, the other side has a barrel. Nice. You actually hit the tap.
Mary, this is so bad.
I'm sure there's a fanfic out there. So let's be worse. Which is fine. No disparaging the fanfics.
No.
I'm just saying there probably is one.
Yeah.
Based in that scene, I'm sure. The dialogue lends itself to it. She's going to spit in your food, Red.
Isn't there a dwarf back there?
I didn't see. No.
No, that's definitely not a dwarf.
I think Granny noticed the same thing I did, though. I'm a gumshoe. My first case is
the case of the grilled cheese.
The case of the jerk in the restaurant.
Wow.
I was going to use a slightly stronger word than jerk, but we have a little moth here or something.
Oh, let it go. Let it go.
I think I caught it.
Let it go. Oh.
It's gone.
Poor guy.
It let go of the mortal coil. Let it go. Let it go. Let that mortal coil go. It was just like a one-time thing. I won't kill anyone again. I promise.
Kill everyone.
Don't call the cops.
Tie you up during the wolf's
like
time.
That's going
to
work.
I know where to get rope. Chains.
I like how he's carrying chains around with him in the woods when I'm sure he has to trek a lot through the woods. Like, I wouldn't want to carry a bag full of chains through the woods to my secret rendezvous place for a date. Why did he bring chains for a date?
Like, I don't think this is really a date. This is an informative session.
Well, it's like a romantic rendezvous.
Something like that. Why did she have that big thing of rope in her hair or fabric?
It's the only thing holding her head on. It's actually tying her head to her shoulder.
Interesting. The book. The book. Drawer.
But I'm going to kick you out.
No wonder he was pushing the basket.
just like everyone in town, right, Henry? Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's a fairy tale character. My name's Henry. I'm an idiot. I'm not right. I'd like them to, like, this series finale. They, you know, they're going through their big adventure fighting some magical beast or something like that. And all of a sudden, flash cut, Storybrooke Hospital. Everyone in town is laid up, suffering under a mass delusion where they actually were fairy tale characters, where Henry's fabricated reality was actually the truth. And there was a nerve gas released by the U.S. government in Storybrooke.
You've crossed the line.
I've not.
You have.
The line is so far ahead of me. It's ridiculous.
Ha, tracking.
If you think I've crossed the line, you haven't heard enough Once Upon a Time fan theories.
I hide from them. Ruby.
She's a wolf. I thought he had bare feet for a second. I should have never given him that tea. I should have
She's just shaking him. Shouldn't she have checked his vitals first?
Wake up, David. Wake up. I was just trimming my forehead, and then I woke up here. See, I told you the tea.
It was the tea.
If that ends up being the case, by the way, I was making that joke the entire episode. I did not remember that.
Mm-mm.
Just to be fair.
Hello, whale.
We meet again. I can bring men back from the dead. I'm not worried. Episode.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what I do to get sympathy anytime anyone tries to challenge me, so that way they stop challenging me.
That's true. Could have killed her.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But didn't.
But didn't. Might as well have, though, because she makes, like, one more appearance in the entire series. Oh, Regina, so concerned about Charming. No. I'm seeing her, too.
Mm-hmm. Convenient.
Rough.
You've covered this room. I see why I hated her.
Yeah, she was way more
not so nice.
Evilly in the first season, for sure. In stuff. In junk. Just go to my office, get the gun, the taser, the nightstick, the mace, and just go out into the woods.
Just
if you see anybody, don't wait to identify them.
Just attack. Just
shoot, mace, taser,
smack.
Nightstick.
She's probably
you can take my car, too.
Yeah. What happened to it? I forget.
I don't know. Dragon bite? No.
How does she even still have this car, like, in the current seasons?
Without any damage. Well, I guess Billy the Mechanic probably fixed it up for her.
Rest in peace, Billy the Mechanic.
Pour one out for Gus Gus. Down your throat.
Follow your instincts. Ah, the flip phone.
Follow your nose.
Hmm. Dig it up.
You're wearing gloves. Just use your hands.
But then she can't just like, see?
Then she can't hit the box a bunch of times really hard to let the audience know that there's a box there. See? Red hood. She's wearing a red hood.
That was the point.
She opens the box. I murdered Catherine. Signed, David.
No, because it's Mary Margaret.
I know Catherine's dead.
I am Catherine's heart.
I forgot about that.
Best reaction ever.
But no, it's just a spare heart that Regina had lying around. Mm-hmm. Just in case. Mary, who can turn the world on with her smile, who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. You're an idiot. Mm-hmm. Stupid, stupid, stupid snow. Mm-hmm. Oh, you summer child.
Oh. Yep.
Too late. I don't know why this is so funny.
This should not be funny at all.
But I'm finding it hilarious.
Oh!
I wonder what happened to him. So, can I have a bite?
No, you just did.
At least cook it first.
Some garlic.
And a nice caliente.
You're a wolf. You're a wolf, Ruby.
For heart. You're a wolf, Ruby. I don't know. You done good, kid.
You done good.
I'll tip you 20% of the heart, the left ventricle. That's the smaller one, right? The left one?
I have no idea. I don't speak biology like that, or anatomy. Bum, 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 bum.
She learned a lesson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh!
About believing in herself. Typical. What wizard? Merlin?
Merlin!
Could Red return in season 5? GPS.
Internal GPS.
I have her on Find My Friend. Yes, I did.
But why didn't she lock her up? Give me the cloak.
Because for some reason she thought everyone would be safer if Red didn't know she was a werewolf. Mm. I guess that just made sense for some reason. Did they explain why Granny isn't turning right now?
I think she aged out of it.
Oh.
But she can still smell. Oh.
She went through werewolf menopause.
Yeah, kind of.
That's fair.
Well, let's see. Red started to be able to do this when she was like 13, so.
Very true.
And it's a monthly thing. So.
Yeah, the parallels are there. Dang. Plus the fangs, the teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
Why does the cloak keep her from...
The killing of her boyfriend. Yeah.
Where's that? Yeah.
Oh, Snow, you didn't even know him. Grow up. We're lying to you to protect your feelings. It's okay.
You are...
It was the waitress the whole time! Jinkies! Red in the case of the missing wolf. She's a crime stopper.
Oh, I'm so sad for her.
I'm not. She deserves it.
That's awful. She didn't know.
Well, I just think that people's, you know, genetic dispositions, it's their fault, right?
Totally, when it's genetic.
Because, I mean, when they were in the womb, they could have rejected those genes.
Right. Oh, it does have, like, a scar.
Yes.
Interesting.
At least this world's version noticed it because it's okay for women to wear short sleeves in this world.
Yes.
Or, unlike Mist Haven. Of course. I was even.
I could do it.
I wanted to turn into a wolf. I wanted to turn into a detective.
True story.
I was like, I can barely keep, I can barely keep my hair and my eyebrows matching. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Nice.
No offense meant, Megan Orry. I like that color on you. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. See? She looks and so actually, nice, not overly makeuped.
I was going to say that close-up, they actually match a little better than I initially thought. Mm-hmm. It's really more that she got like tips done or something.
They're, some highlights. Like, or, they're extensions.
Yeah.
They're clip-ins.
Fashion, drink. Like, be on another series and not this one.
Yeah. Just so you know.
And you screwed all that up. Not going to happen now. Might as well just leave Storybrooke. Go hang out with a Kryptonian.
For a brief moment in time.
Tale as old as time.
No, no, no.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay. Oh, the pet shelter. I was like, where are they? This doesn't exist anymore.
The littlest pet shelter. We found your fingerprints on this heart, David. Or Snow.
Snow.
Your fingerprints were all over this heart. And there were some of your fingerprints inside the heart, too, so you were, like, poking it. She put her heart in a box. It wasn't a heart-shaped box,
though. Whose heart was it, though?
I think it was just some random person from the vault. The vault of hearts that Korra liberated throughout her ring. It's a nice fish tank.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a pet place.
Hope they don't have cats. I was that match. I've arrested myself. They were Kevin Bacon's. Kevin Bacon's Kevin story Bacon! Broke. Oh my God!
Poor Mary Margaret. Whatever.
How much longer am I going to have to cry on screen? Good episode, as always. Actually, I think for the once commentaries, that's probably the most like engrossed we've been for a while.
It's probably because it's the most I've forgotten what happens in an episode.
Yeah, because honestly, I don't think I've barely even thought about that episode since I initially saw it. I actually remember the episodes from season two where they go into Red's mother.
Yeah, and everything that's actually kind of what I thought we were watching.
Oh, was it?
And then you're like, it's Red's story. I'm like, okay, the den thing.
No, it was the first one.
Nope, this one.
First one of several.
By several, we mean two.
Yeah, at least.
That's all she's got.
She had one more, I think.
Nope.
Maybe.
Nope.
So, Anne-Marie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on the Twitters at AMDSimone.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can follow all of the podcasts we do at universebox.com. It's a hoot. Check it out.
It's a hoot.
And speaking of hoots, you can check out my book about a bird called King Sparrow at bit.ly/King Sparrow.
Interesting.
I guess that about does it. We'll give the Anne-Marie Cam one more time for the video watchers.
Hi, there's Anne-Marie Cam. How you doing?
Excellent. Okay, so until next time.
Greetings from Storybrooke.
Perfect.
We have issues.
We do, but they're good ones.
They're good ones.